Beautify your character with deeds of the best. In kindness and mercy, let your soul find rest. Embrace the Prophet's path in every word and deed. For in his noble footsteps, true beauty will lead.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habibullah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah. On behalf of myself and our honorable Maulana Abdul Qadir Sahib, we say marhaba to one and all. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Thumma alhamdulillah. Today our discussion, dear viewers on Madinah channel, shall be the nectar of martyrdom. Allahu Akbar, the sweetness of martyrdom. The blessings of being martyred in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, with our Mawlana Sahib, we will cover this discussion until the end of the program. So stay tuned with us until the end of the program. I would love to start and commence with this beautiful Hamdi Bari Ta'ala to remind us that we should often make the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, recite His praises alone, so that you shall see the blessings of your life in this world as well as in the hereafter. Milke padte hain inshallah azza wa jalla to get closeness and proximity to our creator Allah azza wa jalla. And subhanallah, your heart shall be cleansed through the dhikr of Allah azza wa jalla. Milke padte hain.
Allahu, 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 Allah wahid yakta hai, ek khuda bas tanha hai. Allah wahid yakta hai, ek khuda bas tanha hai. Koi na uska hamta hai, koi na uska hamta hai, ek hi sabki sunta hai. Allahu 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 Allahu. Maula dil ka zang chura, qalbe noori pa jila. Maula dil ka zang chura, qalbe aasi pa jila. Dil ko kar de aina, dil ko kar de aina, jisme chamke ye kalima. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. Amanna bi Rasulillah. Allahu, 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 Allahu.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah. وَسَلَّمَ عَلَيْكَ يَا سَيِّدِي يَا نَبِيَ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ. Dear viewers, and this was just two couplets in the praises of our Creator, and we are often reminded to remember Him alone, because a true and the only true success is for that person who has kept Allah Azza wa Jalla dhikr alive in this world. Yani, that person kept his tongue moist with the dhikr of Allah throughout his life and left this world successfully. Aisa shakhs, he is successful hota hai. He is successful in this world, in the grave, as well as in the hereafter. Remember, dear viewers, the one who recited 313 times, scholars and ulama have stated, his name shall be on the list of those who abundantly recite the Rudipak upon the beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a beautiful blessing, Mulana Sahib. Any person cannot complete 300, 400, 500, thousands, as our predecessors, our pious predecessors would complete large numbers of recitation of Durud-e Pak. For our ease, Allahu Akbar, it has been stated, even this number, 313, falls under the category of those who have excessively recited it. So if you recite only 313 times, It is accepted, recite from your heart with love and affection for the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to get closeness with the martyrs of Badr as well. Subhanallah. Ji Mawlana Sahib, aap kya farma
dijiye? 313 Sayyidi with the nisbat of Shurakai Badr. And they were those people who actually set the standard for love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We may claim, we are the claimant of loving the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but they were the true lovers and ashiqan Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such that when the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the condition when Sahaba did not have anything, they didn't have enough food to eat, let alone weaponry and artillery to go for a battle. And he asked them to follow him on the battlefield. All the Muhajirin Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, we are with you. All the Ansar Sahaba, yes, Ya Rasulullah, we are with you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And the Ansar Sahaba even said to this extent that we are not like the people of Bani Israel, who told Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam that you go and you and your Lord, you must go fight. We are sitting here. But we will go there with you. Even if we have to travel through the ocean, we'll do it for you. Subhanallah, as long as we are behind you.
Allah.
So with this enthusiasm, there were those martyrs who presented themselves in the court of the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the fact is, Sayyidi, those who are martyred in the path of Allah, their remembrance is elevated. Usually, we say those who pass away, the supply of the oxygen is cut off, the heart stops beating, and then the pulse stops running. That means the person is certified as
Allah
dead.
Allah.
Whereas here, alhamdulillah, Allah Azza wa Jal says and warns us, وَلَا تَقُولُ لِمَنْ يُقْتَلُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَالِ. That don't say about those who have been martyred in the path of Allah, that they are dead. At another place, Allah Azza wa Jal warns even more severely, don't even think. Here He says, don't say that they are dead. In another place in the Holy Quran, He says, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا. That don't even think or have this opinion that those who have been martyred in the path of Allah, that they are dead.
Allahu Akbar.
So they are alive. Quran is saying they are alive. And the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is saying they are alive. So who are we to differ from that? And actually, they are alive in the sense that those who are walking on this earth, about whom Allah Azza wa Jal says to the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he presented his da'wah, his hidayat, he shown them the true path of Islam. They rejected him. They became his sworn enemies. About them, Allah Azza wa Jal says that you cannot make the dead hear, although they were alive. And here, those who are the lovers of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even after they pass away, they are still alive.
Subhanallah.
So this is a concept of love. Only those who have this love for the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for Allah Azza wa Jal, they will understand this concept.
Subhanallah.
Like for example, if you tell this to somebody who is illiterate, H2O, that two gases combined together, hydrogen and oxygen, they make up water that we drink on and we survive on that. But an illiterate person will reject you outright. I don't believe you. Two gases will become water. Where have you come from with these fancy theories? But if you take the same guy to the lab and he sees the two gases mixing and turning into water with the naked eyes, then, oh yeah, yes, it is true. Same concept applies. If we see with the eyes of love, and if we read the Quran with the lens of love, then yes, it is very evident and it becomes very clear that those who have been martyred in the path of Allah,
Allah,
they are more alive than those who are walking the earth. Why? Because they have been martyred how many years ago, Sayyidi? Over 1400 years. And today we are still mentioning their names. Subhanallah. We are still reciting durood through their nisbat 313 times. I mean, can we remember those who are even alive now them being so popular.
Ay, 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 ay. Subhanallah, subhanallah, kya baat hai. So this is their blessing of shahadat, one of us.
Subhanallah, yes.
To attain martyrdom, to be slain in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Dear viewers of Madini Channel, do you know what Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha says when the third Khalifa in Islam, Hazrat Uthman al-Ghani radiyallahu anhu, was martyred? She says, you left, she says to the assassinators, you have left Uthman radiyallahu anhu as pure as clothes after it is washed of impurities. You then martyred him. Allahu Akbar. You have made Uthman as immaculately clean as a bowl after it's washed. Then you martyred him. Allahu Akbar. So Uthman al-Ghali radiyallahu anhu was pure. And over and above, he has been martyred, dear viewers. Subhanallah. Even after the martyrdom of Uthman al-Ghani radiyallahu anhu, Sayyidina Sa'ad radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he went into seclusion, leaving public life and having limited contact with the affairs of the people. However, dear viewers, subhanallah, what we need to know is that martyrdom, subhanallah, is a great blessing. It's a great blessing, subhanallah. You know, it's only changing of your home. It's only changing of your position and your place from one place to the other, subhanallah. You know, Mu'asab, a person had said to me, one poet says, Ishqe Mustafa, mejo, jaan apni dete hain, mar ke bhi nahi marte, sirf ghar badal ke.
Allah,
mar ke bhi nahi marte, sirf ghar badal ke. All they do is change their homes. They are alive, as Mawlana Sahib has stated. And just imagine, when a normal shaheed is alive in the grave, and Allah Azza wa Jalla speaks about us, not even thinking that they are dead, don't even assume that they are dead, leave alone talking and speaking about such matters. When a normal shaheed is not considered as dead, then what do you think about Sayyiduna Imam Hussain radiyallahu ta'ala? And subhanAllah, he's alive in his qabr as well. Then what do you say about Imam al-Anbiya Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? So this is the beauty of Islam, and which is beyond imagination. Islam expects for us to submit to the teachings of Islam and for us to understand the beauty of Islam, dear viewers. Now, it's for this reason, I want to explain, inshallah, azza wa jalla, the various types of martyrs that we do get, inshallah, azza wa jalla, and thereafter we move in our discussion. And I'm going to present this beautiful hadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, "Ash-shahadatu sab'un siwal qatli fi sabilillah." So they are speaking about the seven types of people who are martyred and slain in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. Now you knew just one before, right? Because we all want to take it to be the one who has gone to the battlefield, the one who has a sword on his neck, the one who has been beheaded, the one who has been martyred. That's the only type of martyrs you may get, who is defending Islam. But the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal informed us about seven categories of martyrs. And he says, subhanallah, Al-Matu'un shaheedun, Allahu Akbar. Wal-Ghariqu shaheedun. Wa-Sahibu Dhatil Jambi shaheedun. Wal-Mabutun shaheedun, subhanallah. Wa-Sahibu Al-Hariqi shaheedun. Wal-Ladhi Yamutu Tahta Al-Hadmi shaheedun. Wal-Mar'atu Tamutu Bi-Jum'in shaheedun, subhanallah. So the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, besides being martyred in the path of Allah, the seven types, he says, the first one was the one who passes away due to plague, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. And the one who was drowned in the water, subhanallah. The one who passes away in pleurisy. This is some disease to do with the lining of the stomach, of the lungs. If a person passes away with this disease, he's also shaheed, subhanallah. The one who passes away due to an abdominal disease, dear viewers. Any stomach disease, any tummy-related issues and abnormality, all these are counted and considered as being martyred in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one who passes away due to being burned in some fire. Allahu Akbar. The one who passes away due to being crushed under something. He was sleeping in the house, may have fallen upon him, Mawlana Sahib. He was driving, he met an accident. All these are different maratib and stages, and Allah has granted all of these types of people martyrdom as well, Mawlana Sahib. Subhanallah. The woman who dies in a state of jum, she is giving birth, Mawlana Sahib, and she loses her life while giving birth in a state of labor. Such a woman is also shaheed. And there are many other categories of shahadat as well, but seven that we have mentioned of here, subhanAllah, makes us understand that this is the rahmat and the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla that finds an excuse to give a banda that maqam status. I mean, dekhen, the one who recites 100 times Durood-e Pak, so martaba jo Durood-e Pak padhe hain, it's inscribed between his eyes. He is freed from hypocrisy and he is freed from the hellfire. And only because of reciting Durood-e Pak and Salawat, your maqam shall be such that you shall be resurrected among these people. The categories of those who have been slain in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Yani the shuhada, a person who recites abundance of Durood-e Pak, he will be raised with those people. So this is the status, the lofty status of those who have been slain or martyred in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Not only the category of those who passed away, but even these categories which we have just mentioned, dear viewers, also fall under the category of shahadat, of shuhada, of those who have been martyred in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So Mawlana Sahib, it's a great, great, great blessing to be slain, to be martyred in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And many sahabas, Ali Ridwan, who desired for this martyrdom, to taste the nectar of martyrdom, like Khalid bin Walid radiyallahu anhu. All his life, he fought in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla.
So you mentioned something beautiful. There are seven maratib and categories of shuhada and martyrs besides the famous one that we know, that who are literally martyred in the path of Allah, who give their life in the path of Allah on the battlefield. But there are other types as well, as you've mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And one may think, well, these are just accidents, you know, somebody was sleeping and the house collapsed on them, they passed away. Somebody had this extreme stomach pain, abdominal disease, due to which they had a sharp pain and they couldn't withstand the pain, endure the pain, and they passed away. That is a medical-related disease. To us, these things are accident. But to Allah, nothing is accident, because He is the one who causes these things to happen. To us, we are taken aback by these things. If we crash into somebody, if there is a collision of the vehicles, to us, we can't plan for this. But to Allah, everything is planned, already pre-written, predestined, Allah, subhanAllah. Allah. So Allah Azza wa Jalla knows that, okay, I will make maybe a sign that if he passes away this way, I will leave for people a sign that, you know, he's a shaheed, subhanAllah, he's a martyr. That person may not have been known to be a martyr of all the sacrifices he offered in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But by giving him such a death, by maybe a house collapsing on him, that he comes under the rubble and passes away. And just as you said, he's crushed. Or maybe he comes under the tire, under the vehicle. Some people have passed away that way as well. And some who are suffering from stomach lining diseases or abdominal pains and diseases, they pass away in that nature. Somebody who's drowned, they passed away in that state. Somebody who was burnt to death, they also are included in this category, subhanAllah. So these are maybe perhaps the signs by Allah Azza wa Jal that this is a martyr. And the hadith of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam guides us towards this fact.
MashaAllah. And the rahmat of Allah Azza wa Jalla is beyond our imagination, Mu'asab, ki ek shahadat ek darja, ek maqam hai na. So, zahir se baat hai, khas bandon hi ko ye maqamat milte hain. Sometimes you see a person who's a sinner, who's a gunahgar, in the sight of the dunya. But such people sometimes are given big nights, Nana Sahib. Such people are given holy nights and shahadat in the path of Allah. So, Allah's rahmat and mercy is such that it finds an excuse to forgive the banda and elevate that banda to that maqam, because his deeds cannot make him reach that status for him to attain Jannah, for him to attain a palace in Jannah. So Allah Azza wa Jalla inflicts upon you some sort of the cliff in the dunya upon which, if you make sabr and if you leave this world, subhanAllah, in a good way, then you may attain that maqam. For example, dear viewers, fever. Fever is that which we all experience in life. Lekin aapne kabhi socha hai ki ulama ye bhi farmate ki the one who passes away in fever is also a shaheed? Allahu Akbar. Did you know? The ulamas have also stated the one who is killed whilst protecting the rights of his wealth, his protecting his own rights. Allahu Akbar. He is also a shaheed. The ulama say his family, such as his wife and children, subhanAllah, he is also a shaheed. So, the one who is imprisoned by a king, a ruler, and unjustly dies, such a person is also a shaheed. The one who is beaten, and he dies because of being beaten, because of being hit so much, he is also a shaheed. So, there are so many more other categories. And ulamas explain this for us to have an open understanding about the subhanAllah. Imagine a muazzin who calls out the adhan to deep reward is also a shaheed, dear viewers, if he passes away in that state. SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah. The one who passes away while seeking Islamic knowledge. Hundreds of people are like that, Imam Sahib, who go to Makkah, Madinah Sharif with the niyyah to learn ilm deen, to stay there, SubhanAllah. Others travel other places and they pass away because they left their home with the niyyah of ilm deen. Hum ilm hasil karenge. Aur is niyyat se nikalne ke baad, kuch dinon ke baad, kuch mahinon ke baad, kuch log intiqal kar jate hain. They are also shuhada, dear viewers. They are also under the same category, SubhanAllah. So, if you haven't done all of that and you are just an honest trader, and you passed away while doing honest trading, you're also a shaheed, SubhanAllah. Look at the rahmat of Allah Azza wa Jalla, Marana Sahib. All these are various ways of attaining forgiveness. The one who struggles to provide for his family makes them act upon the shariat. He forces his family to follow the rules of Islam. And he feeds them halal. And he passes away while striving for this alone. Also shaheed, dear viewers.
SubhanAllah.
You have to say SubhanAllah and enjoy this. Because why? All these are the glad tidings for those brothers who pass away, and there's no guarantee. Quran sahab, jab koi guarantee nahi hai ki humne duniya mein se kab jana hai. Uski ek misal yu hai, Mulana sahab. Take for example, I give an example of my friend, right? He wouldn't mind if he hears it, I'm sure. We're never taking his name either. He was traveling, and this is also my style, this is also, I'm sure, many other people out there, ki agar koi safar kar rahe hain, aur agar che ek hafta baki hai safar mein, there's 1 week or 2 weeks or a month left, and the journey is growing closer and closer and closer. Hame pata nahi, yani hame ye nahi pata hai ki hum safar karenge ki nahi karenge. Ticket book ho chuki hai, lekin kuch bhi ho sakta. Anything is expected, such as cancellation of the flight if you're traveling by plane, you falling sick, something happening, being wrong in your life, and you never end up traveling. So it's certain that you will travel, meaning you are sure that you want to travel, but what can happen last minute, nobody knows, right? But so much of planning, Maulana Sahib, 1 week before they hit something, tayari karni hai, packing karna padega, kapde make sure karenge ki tamam sab cheeze theek hai, kaun si dawaiyan le jayenge, kaun sa ye karenge, wo karenge. Yani hum aise jagah mein ja rahe hain jiska jahan tak jana koi guarantee nahi hai ki hum wahan tak pahunchenge bhi nahi, lekin ek hafte se pehle stress us journey ka shuru ho jata hai. Aur maut to wo hai, Maulana Sahib, ki yaqeen hai ki hum sab ne wahan jana hai. Lekin koi tayari nahi chalti. There's no tayariya, there's no preps for death, dear viewers of Madani Channel. So SubhanAllah, since we make no preps for it, and we're not concerned about it, SubhanAllah, which we're supposed to do. But on the other hand, if you are most busy trying to accumulate and earn halal earnings because you want to feed your family that which is pure and tayyib, in the struggle of earning and attaining this halal, you become a shaheed if you pass away, dear viewers. This is for us to remember, SubhanAllah, this is the beauty of Islam. So why should we not try to do those actions which Islam has warned us, which Islam has told us to do? Maulana Sahib, it is stated the one who recites Surah Yasin Sharif every night, if he dies, shaheed.
SubhanAllah.
These are easy ways for us to attain. Who cannot sleep with wudu at night, Maulana Sahib? Because our discussion is the nectar of martyrdom. And that is the first level of being slain in the path of Allah, literally being slain. But imagine, we are living in a country where we feel how, you know, this is a different situation. But if you went and made wudu, and you went and slept with the same wudu, with the niyyah that if I die, I die in my sleep with the wudu.
SubhanAllah.
Also shaheed. You fall under the category of shuhada. So there are a lot of blessings of the shuhada, SubhanAllah. And SubhanAllah, what a good companionship is this, you know? Min al-nabiyyin wa siddiqin wa shuhada'i wa salihin wa hasuna ulaika rafiqa. Allah Azza wa Jalla is speaking about how great companions are these people to be, your friends, your companions in Jannah. Allahu Akbar. So the anbiya are great companions, the shuhada, the ulama, all these are great companions for you to have, and Allah has praised them. What better companionship than them can you ever have? So inshallah Azza wa Jalla, let us make niyat as of today that we will form the habit of sleeping at night ba wudu, inshallah, azza wa jalla. Inshallah, ba wudu. And if you have heard of any person passing away on a Friday, then yes, the one who passes away on the day of Jumu'ah is also a shaheed. SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah. Allah Kareem, hame achhi maut ata farmaye, Mulana Sahib. What can we do, Mulana Sahib, to attain such maqam like our Bhai Shiri Sahib?
SubhanAllah. Sayyidi, the status of shahadat and martyrdom, which is our subject of discussion. And you've mentioned something very beautiful with regards to the person who, among those people, the ulama have said, that if he passes away, a person who's in pursuit of Islamic knowledge. It corresponds to, beautifully to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that a person who goes in the pursuit of knowledge, and until he returns home, he is in the path of Allah. But when this person went out in the pursuit of ilm-e-deen, he never came back home. He passed away in the path of Allah. So this is directly passing away in the path of Allah, subhanallah. The person who reads the surahs that you mentioned, the person who goes to bed with wudu, meaning he is that person who dies in the zikr of Allah. Ba-wudu person. You know, it is an ibadah to remain in wudu at the same time. Ba-wudu person abstains from many vices and engages in many virtues. Let's say if we didn't have wudu, we are going to bed, we didn't have wudu. And last thing we wanted to do is maybe perhaps recite 2-3 verses of the Holy Quran. Would you not feel lazy? Oh, I don't have wudu, now I must go and make wudu and come. But if you are prepared already, you have wudu, and you want last thing to do is recite verses of the Holy Quran. So, you know, you can touch the Holy Quran, read the Holy Quran, and then after that you go to sleep, mashallah. So it's all virtues. Likewise, many other examples that you have mentioned, the ulama have given, that if somebody does X, Y, and Z, he is considered to be a martyr in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he passes away. So when we are passing away in the path of Allah, when we are engaged in the remembrance of Allah, and a shaheed also, he is drowning in the remembrance of Allah. He is fighting, driven by the love of Allah. Just as, you know, when he is martyred, he doesn't feel any pain. There are hadiths related to that. When a shaheed is martyred, he feels no extra pain than the pinch of an ant. That is how much pain a shaheed suffers, a martyr suffers. Why? Somebody is killing you and you're not feeling the pain? You're just feeling a pinch? How can that be possible? And the ulama have given response to that when you are driven by love, that is an ecstasy. That is a state of the heart, state of mind where you do not feel the pain. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, he jumps into the fire driven by love.
Allah.
The fire doesn't have any effect on him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his bravery was of such level, he was driven by the love of Allah, that whenever there was any attack, he would be the first one to face it.
Allahu Akbar.
And the people who were considered the bravest among the Sahaba who were close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the battlefield, he would be the front line. Allahu Akbar. So this was his bravery. And all of this was for his love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That the love he had, it enabled him to show this bravery in the path of Allah. Same was the state of the Sahaba. They were also driven by the same love and devotion to Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when the women of Egypt, when they saw Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam and his beauty, now the Quran bears testimony that when they saw him, they cut their fingers. By mistake, they didn't do it deliberately and they didn't even feel it. And then later on, they came to find out that they have severed their fingers. And that was because they were engrossed in the beauty of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. And when a believer passes away in the state of martyrdom, it is mentioned in the narrations that he sees his place in paradise before his first drop of blood touches the ground. So he is seeing the beauty of paradise. If the women, they couldn't bear the beauty of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, now we are seeing the beauty of paradise, the beauty of the hurs, the martyr, the one who is becoming shaheed in the path of Allah. How can he feel any pain? Subhanallah. And he is driven, at the same time, he is driven by the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Imagine when the believer and the person who's martyred in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees that beauty of paradise. How can he feel any pain? Subhanallah. And then he feels now, after being slain, after being martyred in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is the state? What is the condition of a martyr? That he wants to come back again and be martyred in the path of Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that I swear by Allah, I would love to be martyred in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, thereafter brought back to life, then martyred again, then brought back to life, and then martyred again in the path of Allah. Meaning that is the feeling that the shuhada will crave, subhanallah, that they want to be martyred in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again and again and again. And to achieve this goal, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he would make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. O Allah, grant me martyrdom in your path. Some, they were naturally granted martyrdom, and here he is asking for it.
Asking for it.
Subhanallah. He says, Ya Allah, grant me martyrdom in your path and grant me death in the city of your messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. And both the wishes of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu were accepted by Allah. He was martyred in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at the same time, he was buried in the same rawza where the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is buried under the green emerald dome of Gumbad-e-Khazra, subhanallah. And he's also the neighbor of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, together with Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala.
Subhanallah. So these virtues which Mawlana Sahib has mentioned has touched our hearts and has given us a clearer understanding with regards to what is or who are the shuhada. And Allahu Akbar. There is a lot of information about them in the books of history, dear viewers, and with regards to the ahadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They are alive in their kubur. This is something which you and I can't imagine. We can't understand. We feel sorry sometimes, Mawlana Sahib, looking at somebody who's going through some difficulty, or a person who is actually better than us, for he is standing in the battlefield defending Islam, protecting, you know, standing at the borders, at the Islamic borders, protecting the country, protecting the Muslims and inhabitants of the country. This is a great blessing, Allahu Akbar. Ab inki jo shaan aur shaukat hai, kabar ke jo halat hai, akhirat ke jo halat hai, wo humse chupe hue hai. But what Allah Azza wa Jalla says about them in the Quran is clear, it is transparent, and the best part is that over time, or should I say from time to time, logon ne apne aankhon se dekha ki shuhada ke intiqal ke baad saalon saal guzar jate hain, phir bhi unke ajsam tarotaza rehte hain. Al qabru rawdatun min riyad al jannah aw hufratun min hufarin nar. Ye to sarkar ki hadith hui. It's up to you, your actions will determine that. And then if you attain the maqam of shuhada, then you yourself will be alive in the qabr. If a am mu'min, a am believer, understands and hears the salams of the deceased, could hear the salam of those who come to make salam to him at the qabr. A am mu'min and believer who leaves this world with iman, a am person, even recognizes and understands and hears the footsteps of his relatives who come to visit him. He recognizes who comes to visit him via the sound from their footsteps. When this is the state of a believer, what do you think shall be the state of a believer who is a shaheed over and above, dear viewers? Together with being a believer, he is a shaheed. He is being martyred in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Most definitely, we could hear as well. Allahu Akbar. So they remain fresh even after passing away. In the 14th century, subhanallah, so many other great akabirin, subhanallah, who have been, you know, their names have been mentioned as to how fresh their blessed bodies were even after they had passed away. May Allah Kareem for their sake forgive us our sins. However, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, today we are discussing their blessings. We are illuminating our hearts through their dhikr, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. And we want to make a firm niyat that we want to also leave this world in a good way, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. Keep all the blessed ahadith and the narrations of the beloved Rasul, as Mawlana Sahib had just stated, the fools await such a person. Can you imagine? In fact, it's reported in a books of a hadith, Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated the hadith. He says, a dark-looking person came to the beloved Rasul and asked, if I fight in the battle until I have left this world, I'm killed. What will be my status? The beloved Rasul says, you will be in Jannah. Allahu Akbar. So then the Ravi says, the narrator says, he went to fight in the battlefield and he continued fighting until he became a shaheed, until he was martyred. Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to him and said, Allah has brightened your face and instilled fragrance inside you. Allahu Akbar. Then Huzuri Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned about this person or the other person. He says, I saw him in Jannah, and his heavenly wives were talking sweetly to him about his woolen robe. And they were at the time, Allahu Akbar. And Subhanallah, they were talking about his woolen robe and they would at times hide inside his robe. Allahu Akbar. So the beloved Rasul who gives the knowledge of the unseen, jo ghaib ki khabar dene wale nabi hai aur rasool hai sallallahu alaihi wasallam, aap irshad farma rahe hain ki ye jo shakhs hai, the hurs of Jannah are having a discussion with him right now. They are sweetly talking with him. He just left the world now, few moments ago. But dekhe subhanallah, before the first drop touches the ground, Allah Azza wa Jalla grants such lofty maqam and station to those people which is beyond our imagination. Like what Huzuri Pak is saying, the Jannati hurs, his wives, were talking sweetly to him about his woolen robe and they would at times hide inside his robe. Allahu Akbar. Awesome. This can only be told to us by that Rasul and the Prophet who is our Aqa and Master and who gives us the knowledge of the unseen. He stands upon the earth but his gaze is in Jannah, Mawlana Sahib. He is looking and he is witnessing the happenings of paradise. What is happening inside Jannah, what's happening on the heavens, what's happening on the earth. As Allah Hadith says, so beautifully about this couplet, Mawasab, Dil-e Farsh par hai teri nazar. Allahu Akbar. He says, about the safar, that the Prophet's nazar and sight is upon the heavens as well. Aur Dil-e Farsh par hai teri nazar. Wahan pe guzar hai, yahan pe nazar hai. Malakut mulk mein koi shay nahi, wo jo tujh pe aya nahi. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. So there's nothing which is in the heavens, which is on the earth, which is hidden from the sight of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So, Mawlana Sahib, this is the maqam of the hurs of Jannah that awaits such a person. Allahu Akbar. Hum sab soch sakte hain, you know, ki unke kya maqamat hai, kya stations hai. But Mawlana Sahib mentioned a few things which have already touched the heart and has given us some idea of what this nectar must be, Mawlana Sahib. Because jisne piya hoga jame shahadat, usi ko pata hai ki kya bahar hai.
Sayyidi, when it comes to this nectar and the enthusiasm that the Sahaba had, it is really unparalleled. We have seen it in documented, alhamdulillah, in the Battle of Badr, in the Battle of Uhud, in any battle, you name it. And the enthusiasm, they were frontlining Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were shielding with their own lives. And their love and devotion was on that level. So now we have a great Sahabi, Sayyidina Hanzala radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was just married and it was the night of his marriage and he was told that now we need to leave for expedition. And he left. He didn't have ghusl. He left that morning and in the battlefield he was martyred. After that, his body was never found. They were all looking after the battle was over. They were looking for his body. It was never found. And then later on, it appeared Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, now go look for it. And it was then witnessed that it had fragrance, subhanAllah. It was wet because he was just given ghusl by the angel, subhanAllah, in the heavens. So that is why we know him as Ghaseelul Malaika. The Sahabi who was given bath by the Malaika of Allah Azza wa Jal, subhanAllah. So that is another beautiful revelation when it comes to martyrdom in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What status one is granted, Allahu Akbar, that if he wasn't in a clean state, the Malaika give them ghusl. Subhanallah, because he was busy fulfilling the command of Allah and Rasul Azza wa Jalla sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Allah Kareem, hame unke sadqe mein bakhsh de, Mawlana Sahib. Look at Hazrat Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu. If you study the lives of those true devotees who defended Islam, who fought for Islam, who understood the maqsad, kya hamare yahan aane ka maqsad bhi kya hai dunya mein, hum kyun paida kiye gaye hain, usko samajhne ke baad, I mean, look at even in today's day, halaki subhanallah, hum unke sadqe mein duaye mangte hain, shuhada-e badr ko, especially those mubarak companions. They were two youngsters in this battle, Mawasab. Allahu Akbar. Ma'az and Ma'awiz. Subhanallah. And these two heroes of Islam have broken the record of Islam. Yani Abu Jahl, jo jahilu ka sardar, and the father of the illiterates, and this title he has attained from the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi
wa sallam. No, he was Abul Hikam.
Abul Hikam, yes.
He was Abul Hikam, but when he became the enemy of Rasulullah, he became Abu Jahl.
Allahu Akbar. Such a person, Mawlana Sahib knows, and the world knows, that his tyrannies had crossed all limits. in showing his wickedness, he broke all record. In showing what a bad and evil person he is, he left no stone unturned. Usne jo kiya so kiya. Allahu Akbar. And look at the ishq and the iman of two little children. Ye Islam hai, Maulana Sahib. And ye wo log hai jo sarkar ke naam pe jaan bhi le sakte hain. They hear nothing from any person. So these two brothers signaled each other. It's a long story. However, when they found out from some person that this is Abu Jahl sitting on the white horse, or sitting on a horse, after taking information from somebody, from the companions of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they advanced forward. One brother, big brother, one brother in the front, one brother behind. He falls to the ground. And they began doing this so fast that even the people that belonged to Abu Jahl's side, his army, and people were astounded to see, and they were still in a shock. Before they could fathom what's happening, wahan pe kaam tamam hona na sahib. Allahu Akbar. He was so injured that, of course, now he couldn't fight as healthy as before. And then another companion came, sat on his chest, and beheaded him thereafter. But these two brothers who fought with so much of bravery, Allahu Akbar, it is said about them also that they had, at one stage, they had to place their back to back. One brother's hand was dangling because of it being chopped out of its position, Allahu Akbar, and it was clinging onto his skin. A piece of skin was holding the entire hand, and it was coming in between the way. It is said that he placed his hand under his leg and he removed his own arm so he could continue fighting in the path of Allah. Okay, these are those enemies who put a lot of oppression on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For so many years, they did not even let the Muslims live in peace, Maulana Sahib. Therefore, the first battle was called for. And of course, we have heard that Islam, the Muslims won in this battle, subhanAllah. Aaj tak ye gawah hai, Maulana Sahib. Because ye shuruaat hi hum jo hai, Maulana Sahib, samajh lijiye ki honesty se shuru hota hai.
Yes.
But honesty. Islam mein har cheez honest. I mean, we see 313 people in the battlefield, lekin tariq gawah hai, they were 315 companions who joined this battlefield. Two were captured by the kuffar. And kuffar ne inse qasme li. You promise karo, qasme lo ki you will not go and support Rasulullah in the battlefield. In logon ne vaade kiye ki theek hai, jaan bachane ki niyat se, they had to do what they were told. So when they left from there, they went to Sarkare do Alam sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they said, Ya Rasulullah, maamlaat kuch aisa hai ki hum log aap hi ki taraf aa rahe the, humko roka gaya. Rukwane ke baad humse qasme dilaya gaya. And we had to take an oath and promise that we will not support you in this mission. The beloved Rasul says, no problem, even in this state, we will fulfill the promise made to them.
Allah.
When every person, every individual is so important in a battlefield, every soldier is important. You know you got to face thousands of people. You only 315 and you're letting two people still go. Because the beloved Rasul says, here we only need the help of Allah. We will not breach and break any promise made to any person. Keep it. 315 log the, ab 313 ho jayenge. You two can return back. Allahu Akbar. Because you made a promise. So, this battle itself was based on honesty.
Yes.
Iska jo foundation hai, iski jo ruh hai, jo spirit hai, iska jo basis hai, wo honesty hai. To be honest, the beloved Rasul is giving us a great lesson. Those sahabas who left their families aside, who left their companions aside, who left their businesses aside, have left a message for you and I. Subhanallah, that you may have everything in life, but when the call is there for you to give up everything, you should give up everything.
Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that it was his display, an expression of distinguishing between truth and falsehood. And the battle of Badr was the distinguishing factor between the truth and falsehood. So of course, something that is false can't be added to the truth.
Mm.
Because this was the battle for that sake. So if they had gone back to their promises, then obviously it will compromise the mission.
100%, Maulana Sahib. And this is my concern. This is my question. Ki aise mauke pe log koshish karte ki koi khoye na hamari taraf se. We shouldn't lose a person. And subhanallah, look at, on the other hand, Maulana Sahib, we are the followers of Islam. And we are told not to speak lies. In situations where there's no need to even speak a lie. There's no need to cover up. There's no need to break a promise. Hum wahan promises tod rahe hote hain. Allahu Akbar. But these are those companions who showed us what's the importance of honesty. And they had tasted martyrdom. They had tasted the nectar of martyrdom. You know, Maulana Sahib, there's iman. Iman hai, hum sab ke paas iman hai. We say, Alhamdulillah. There are some companions used to thank Allah Azza wa Jalla for iman. And the beloved Rasul heard their dua and said, he has thanked Allah for the greatest thing Allah has given him, that is Islam. So, hame waqtan fa waqtan shukriya ada karna chahiye ki Allah azza wa jalla ne hame Islam diya, iman diya. To sabse badi daulat ishq-e-mustafa, ishq-e-rasool hame ata ki gayi hai. To ye bahut badi daulat hai. And subhanAllah, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam trains his companions. He monitors his companions as to how they are giving up everything for the pleasure of Allah azza wa jalla. So these companions who migrated from Makkah al-Mukarramah, Madinah al-Munawwarah, they seen the hardships of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Masab, as you said, as Hazrat Hanzala's story, can you imagine a person who's just newly married? Newly married. Allahu Akbar. And he lets his new bride in his home and he sets off for fighting in the path of Allah. Giving up everything. Now this is called instant hazri. To ever be, to be ready and to ever always be ready. The problem with us, Mulana Sahib, is that hamniyat kar lete hain. And when time is there, when the call is there, right? Come on, show what you have now. Meaning, come to the masjid, perform your salah. Show what you have now. You claim to make niyas before that you're going to fast the month of Ramadan. Ramadan came, situations arose. Salah time came closer, situations came about. Hajj time came closer, the money was there before, situations came. I am unable to go again. Or there are other reasons as well. And there's no need for these reasons when you're a Muslim, when you love Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These examples are sufficient for us to learn and for us to take lessons from. This is how the companions of our Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had fought. So you mentioned about the Hanzala, which touched our hearts. Mm-hmm. Likewise, and many other stories.
Yeah, also, there are other lessons that we could derive from the Battle of Badr. Such as in this battle, one important thing that happened was Allah Azza wa Jal disgraced the enemies of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and those who have oppressed the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba of Rasulullah. And they died in a very horrific manners in the field of, in the Battle of Badr, outside the battle. There have been accounts of them dying disgracefully. And a great alim adin, he says that, you know, sometimes when we violate the rights of Allah, Allah Azza wa Jal lets it go. Many, there have been many who violate the rights of Allah, who go against the commands of Allah day and night. He lets it go. But he doesn't let go of any oppression that is done to his beloveds.
Allah.
SubhanAllah, such as what happened to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those who did that injustice to him, they had to taste its revenge. They were avenged, Allahu Akbar. And in the Battle of Badr, they had to face it. The consequences, the horrible consequences which Allah Azza wa Jal had ordained for them. Such as same thing happened in the case of Sayyidina Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The Thaqafi, he although later on his stance changed, but Allah Azza wa Jal made sure that those who were responsible for the martyrdom of Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they were brought to account. Doesn't matter by whom, Allah Azza wa Jal ordained it. Allahu Akbar. Similarly, whoever has done injustice and inflicted oppression upon the beloveds of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal never lets it go unpunished.
Kya baat hai, kya baat hai. So this is the tasalli which we get. This is the hope which we may derive from this, that the oppressors, any oppressor, Mulana Sahib, would never leave happily. He would never leave unresolved. Whatever was the mischief that was caused, whatever was the fitna that was caused because of the oppressors, whatever the problem that was caused due to them, Allah will give them their full due, Mulana Sahib. And nobody will ever go like this. In fact, you know, it is narrated from Hazrat Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma that a Bedouin, an Arabi, he was martyred right in front of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Rasul of Allah Azza wa Jalla sat happily at his bedside and began to smile. Look at the status and look at the maqam of the shuhada from another narration. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sat by his bedside and began to smile. Thereafter Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned his face away from him. So the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked about this. Why did you turn your face? So the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allahu Akbar. My displaying happiness and smiling was because I was observing the excellent status that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had bestowed upon him. And I turned my face away because his heavenly wives just came to him. Allahu Akbar. They have arrived by him, they came by him. So I was admiring, looking at his status. And the moment his wife came to him in Jannah, so I removed looking at him, subhanAllah. I removed smiling, yani. So the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would observe these actions, dear viewers, of those who have been martyred and slain in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their status is beyond imagination. Whatever little we can understand, hamare samajhne ke liye some ayat have been revealed, which is still beyond our imagination. Hum soch nahi sakte hain ki what is the maqam of those who have been slain in the path of Allah. But we should keep making dua through their wasila. Even today, mashallah, Malala Sahib, people who go to the Battle of Uhud, and this place has the blessed shrine of Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the blessed uncle of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aaj bhi waha jane ke baad aur fatiha padhne ke baad mehsoos hota hai, mahasab, you know. When you are there, you can actually experience the spiritual ambience and environment around you, mahasab. You make the dua and you know with certainty that these are the family members of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arresting. Together with that, Allah gave them that maqam of shuhada. 1400 saal guzar chuke hain. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. What is their maqam? So subhanallah, if the pain is given in the dunya, dear viewers, which is physically observed by the observers, that a knife has run through their body, whatever the case may be. But Maulana Sahib has explained what is the pain. If once again you can mention about the cleave that a shaheed goes through at that time, Maulana Sahib.
Alhamdulillah. In the hadith, the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the pain a martyr suffers when he is slain in the path of Allah, it is not even more than a bite from an ant.
An ant.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So look at the sahabas of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who were ever ready to give up everything in the path of Allah. So let's talk about something which is a bigger battle. And that battle is to fight against your own battles.
Yes.
It's called the bigger battle. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madini channel, this battle is to do with your nafs, with your carnal desires. Hum isi se ladkar ke agar kamyab hue na, dear viewers, then samajh lijiye ki through this battle we can also attain Allah's proximity and closeness. Jazakallah Mulana Sahib, really maza aa gaya ye sab baatein sunkar. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Beautify your character with deeds of the best, in kindness and mercy let your soul find rest. Embrace the Prophet's path in every word and deed, for in his noble footsteps true beauty will lead.